La pandémie met en évidence la demande d'aliments nutritifs chez les élèves locaux, alors que les communautés scolaires adoptent une initiative qui fournit des collations saines considérées comme essentielles à l'apprentissage et à la santé en général. The Sharing Place a créé un nouveau programme School Fuel, vraiment pour aider à la cause et faire en sorte que les jeunes soient bien nourris. The Sharing Place a créé son propre programme pour nourrir les élèves en salle de classe et j'ai demandé à Chris Peacock, qui est le directeur exécutif de Sharing Place, à savoir comment ça fonctionne.
So we have created a online e-commerce platform where teachers or the school administrators across the Orillia area, we have 21 local schools that go online and purchase a bunch of food that we have bought specifically for students in school. And so we have purchased snack like granola bars and fruit cups and yogurt tubes and cheese strings and cereal and muffins, and all these snacks are grab and go, so they can be delivered to schools across our region every 2 weeks. And the Sharing Place subsidizes those purchases by 50%. So we pay for half of the cost, and we provide free transportation and delivery to the schools to ensure that about 1,600 students access these items every day when schools are open in the Orillia area.
School Fuel est un genre de comptoir en ligne dont les professeurs, les écoles, les dirigeants d'école peuvent commander de la nourriture, des snacks pour les élèves et c'est livré gratuitement. The Sharing Place paie la 50% du coût de la nourriture et à chaque semaine, comme ça, on livre beaucoup de nourriture pour les élèves, des collations et tout ça, pour les garder actifs. Est-ce qu'on a un but comme tel, combien d'élèves qu'on veut rejoindre ou quoi que ce soit? Monsieur Peacock nous en parle.
We more had school goals. So we wanted to ensure that we were providing food to all 21 schools within our region. And once we were able to establish relationships with all 21 schools, we essentially knew that our community would respond with regards to funding. So we could only be able to pay for so much. But we were thankful that we were able to receive support from our community, and we're still looking for support from our community to ensure that we can keep this support up. But it looks like we're averaging around 1,600 kids each day that receive these healthy snacks.
Le but de School Fuel est de rejoindre toutes les écoles, les 21 écoles. C'est une preuve que le système fonctionne, le programme fonctionne. Avec ce programme-là, avec cette preuve-là que ça fonctionne, eh bien, la communauté a vraiment commencé à investir et à supporter The Sharing Place et le programme School Fuel. Maintenant, pourquoi qu'ils ont décidé de faire ça? Pourquoi qu'ils ont décidé d'embarquer dans ce projet-là? Eh bien, l'importance, c'est vraiment les enfants, comme nous l'explique M. Peacock.
The biggest reason the Sharing Place got involved with this is that 75% of people that are food insecure, so individuals that have trouble affording food for themselves and their family each month, 75% of those people do not access a food bank. So those kids, the ones that are in families, those kids may not be having consistent access to food. And so the only place for us to reach those individuals is at school. And so we have decided to invest in that arena, into student nutrition, to try to alleviate that burden that's on families right now with the increased cost of food and housing and fuel and many life necessities. It's putting a significant number of those in our community in a very difficult position, and those parents are struggling to feed kids in class.
C'est quand même impressionnant de savoir que 75% des familles qui ont des besoins alimentaires ne visitent pas les banques alimentaires. C'est pour ça que The Sharing Place a voulu s'impliquer. Et vraiment, pour aller encore plus loin, M. Peacock nous explique qu'un enfant qui est bien nourri, qui mange à sa faim, eh bien, peut garder le focus dans la classe.
The ability to fuel kids with healthy food allows them to focus, allows them to behave properly, and it reduces outbursts within classrooms. And if you know of any teachers, they can, if they have one kid that's having a bad day, it can disrupt the entire day for everyone else sitting in that class. And so it's really important that a lot of these children get the appropriate nutrients to be able to learn and be able to behave in the way that's best for everyone. And it's very sad that there are many parents out here that are working a hard day, working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and they're still not able to earn enough money to afford life's necessities, and that's wrong. And we need to increase minimum wage, increase social assistance, so these individuals can afford food, which just seems silly that an individual that's working a full-time job still has trouble affording food at the end of the day. It's just wrong.
Chris Peacock a de la misère à comprendre comment ça se fait que des familles qui travaillent 40 heures semaine, des parents qui travaillent 40 heures semaine, ont des problèmes, n'arrivent pas à se payer les nécessités comme la nourriture. Ils nous offrent des pistes de solutions, à savoir qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire pour améliorer leur sort. Je lui ai demandé aussi, parce que durant la crise de la COVID-19, bien sûr, il y a des possibilités que les écoles ferment, mais qu'est-ce qu'on fait à ce moment-là? Eh bien, il nous donne la solution B. Hein? Qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire si les écoles sont fermées pour continuer à nourrir ces gens-là?
So when schools are closed, we've pivoted, so we've changed as an organization to distribute snack bags out of local agencies and organizations. So here locally in Orillia, we supply snack bags filled with 10 healthy items from fresh bananas, apples, cheese strings, yogurt tubes, granola bars, and we send them to the Orillia Public Library, to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Even one of our local schools, Harriet Todd, has offered to distribute those snack bags. And so and then we make sure that through radio stations like yourselves, local newspapers and news organizations, to let the community know that those snack bags are available. And that's those snack bags, the Sharing Place pays for 100% of them. And we hope that that parents in our community that have young kids sitting at home in front of a computer, if they are struggling to afford food, for them to stop by and pick up those snack bags, one bag per kid per week, and it will help alleviate the cost on the household.
Pour M. Peacock, de tels programmes sont essentiels pour soutenir les membres de la communauté dans le besoin, notant que pour diverses raisons, 70% des personnes en situation d'insécurité alimentaire n'utilisent pas les banques alimentaires. Il ajoute que les personnes souhaitant contribuer au programme School Fuel ou à d'autres soutiens fournis par le Sharing Place peuvent visiter le sharingplaceorillia.org.